Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States believes the Universal Periodic Review at the United Nations Human Rights Council has the potential to effect real change in countries throughout the world, because the Universal Periodic Review, or UPR, is not just a review that occurs in Geneva every 4 years, but is an ongoing mechanism to advance human rights around the world. The United States' interventions to other countries are carefully crafted with the goal of providing useful, targeted recommendations that, when implemented, will create positive change for society. The 17th Universal Periodic Review occurred Monday, October 21st to November 1st, 2013, in Geneva, Switzerland. The United States participated in the UPR of China October 22nd, along with the international community. Uzra Zeya, the Acting Assistant Secretary for Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor, delivered the U.S. statement at the China UPR. Acting Assistant Secretary Zeya said that we recommend China end the use of harassment, detention, arrest, and extra-legal measures such as enforced disappearance to control and silence human rights activists, as well as their family members and friends. We also recommend China protect the rights of the ethnic minority groups, including Tibetans, Uyghurs, and Mongolians, in accordance with China's constitution and international human rights commitments. Finally, we recommend China reform its administrative justice system, including by eliminating re-education through labor and ratify the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. We are concerned that China suppresses freedoms of assembly, association, religion, and expression, including on the Internet, Acting Assistant Secretary Zeya said in conclusion. We are concerned that China harasses, detains, and punishes activists, including Xu Zhiyang and Yang Maodong, targets rights defenders, family members, and friends, and implements policies that undermine the human rights of ethnic minorities.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.